You're listening to SBS.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
After an encouraging win over Turkey and a disappointing loss to the United States, has Tony Popovich's side made it to the knockout rounds? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Supporters from both nations turned out in force to the San Francisco Bay Area Stadium. A sea of green and gold. As well as red, white and blue from the Paraguay fans.
It will be one where the coach, I think, that chooses to attack the game first will be the one that gets the advantage. I believe, I could be wrong, but I have heard inside word that it looks like Popper has made quite a few changes and quite attacking changes. So I think that's fantastic news for Socceroos fans and for the Socceroos. So I'm hoping that that means that we can get the win. I think it's important to note that Paraguay have scored twice already in this tournament, but they only scored one goal every 1.8 games in qualifying. So they don't have a lot of goals in them. And hopefully for the Socceroos, it's a case where they have already used up their goal-scoring prowess.
So that's SBS's Brianna Holden, better known as Bri. She's one of the in-studio and Hisense Hangout hosts of this World Cup. I caught up with her just before the Australia versus Paraguay kickoff. She broke down both teams for me, telling me they're usually happy to absorb pressure rather than dominate possession. This time around, coach Tony Popovich did in fact make some changes. He handed starts to Christian Volpato, Nestri Irrenkunda and Connor Metcalf after their lively cameos against the USA. 18-year-old Lucas Harrington also made his cup debut. This is Popovich after the match.
Unbelievable. Just so proud of everyone involved. The staff, the players, just a wonderful young group of men. Now we go to Dallas and we'll try and do something special. So thank you to everyone. Just amazing support today.
How's the heart rate? Obviously, you dominated most of that game, but they had only two shots on target, but gee whiz, one at the end there. How were the nerves?
I think that the one at the end was the first time that I really looked at the clock and thought, please, blow the whistle. But I think overall we deserved it. We were very good today. Just wonderful performance.
So what actually happened in today's match? Australia and Paraguay drew 0-0 in their crucial game. The Socceroos, second in the group behind the USA, will now advance to the round of 32. The Socceroos had 47% possession to Paraguay's 41 and 12 attempts on goal to Paraguay's 7. Now, Australia controlled much of that opening half. They dominated possession and created multiple opportunities. They saw plenty of the ball and created several promising chances, with Christian Volpato finding pockets of space between Paraguay's defensive lines. Speaking at halftime, Socceroos assistant coach Paul Okon commended the team and Volpato's play.
Sort of worked out how we planned. We're dominating the ball. We didn't expect Paraguay to change their shape. They've gone to a back five. It means that we have an extra player in midfield. And I think we've seen on a couple of times Christian Volpato coming into that pocket, picking up balls. I think we just need to be a little bit more efficient around the box and create more moments, more dangerous moments to score.
So just before the game, I asked Bri about Popovich's decision not to start Irrenkunda in the previous match against the USA.
I think that the second half performances for both Australia games have been much better, but the first half performance when Irrenkunda was on, obviously we got a goal there. And I think he does add an extra element or a different element to the team. It'd be interesting to see who he starts on the other wing or where he starts Iran Kunda, because you do want balance within the team so that when they're attacking and moving forward, it doesn't become obvious, especially against a side like Paraguay. So I think hopefully he starts him. I think that it's the right move to start him, but I'm not a football coach, so I should put that asterisk in there. But yeah, Iran Kunda is a game changer for Australia, there's no question.
Well, she wasn't wrong. This is Jackson Irvin, who received a yellow card just after the second half, speaking after the match.
Amazing. Two World Cups in a row, two second places. It shows the kind of steps we've made, but this was the kind of expectation for us. Now we've got to go and do something, you know, no Australian team's done before and win a knockout game. I think the first hour, we were really good. Much more positive in the game than the last couple as well, which just gives the boys a good feeling, you know. And listen, at the end of the day, we knew a point was enough. So when the whistle came, we're all happy.
Australia came into the match with a couple of injury concerns. Jacob Italiano was ruled out after picking up an injury, joining Matt Leckie on the sidelines. But Bree says the Socceroos have enough depth to cover those absences.
I think Matt Leckie is an absolute legend for Australia, but he wasn't at his best in our second game against the United States. So while him being out isn't maybe the best thing for team morale, I do think that Australia will be able to fill that hole, plug that gap. We have a lot of players across that midfield and across our, in our wide positions as well. So it's not like we don't have anyone that can play that role that Matt Leckie plays. And similarly with Jacob Italiano, it is a big loss. He's someone who's played in the team quite a lot, but I think that fortunately for the Socceroos, the players that can't play are in positions that we should be able to fill them, which is always a win for the coaching team.
While the action unfolded in the US, fans back home were watching closely at pubs and multiple other watch parties. Federation Square in Melbourne was packed. Darling Harbour. And Sydney's Tumbalong Park was buzzing. Here are some fans in Australia talking to SBS.
I mean, yeah, as like a fan, like I kind of wanted the thing, but we're also in the round of 32, so it's like solid. So yeah, I expected it, to be honest.
It doesn't matter. We don't need to go. We're through the knockout stage. We're winning the World Cup. Come on, boys.
We were very glad and we were waiting for this day. Thankfully, the weather was very good and we had a day off today, so we really enjoyed. Go, Aussie, go!
And on the ground in California, my colleague Ben Lewis today spoke to Socceroos supporters at the San Francisco Bay Area Stadium.
We can beat them. We've got this.
Or at least draw.
Wait, no, hey.
3 points.
Hey.
3 points. We'll call it.
Game for the moon, you land on the stars. We can make it. We can make it.
The Roos are here. We're feeling good. 3-0, baby. 3-0.
The meetings are 3-0.
3-0 for the Roos.
So Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also shared his pride on social media, saying, "On to the knockouts of a FIFA World Cup. What an effort by our Socceroos. You've made the nation proud." Elsewhere, Turkey is shocked with a win against the US 3-2. It looked like a draw until their third goal in the 98th minute of play. And there were some other big stories shaping the tournament. Ecuador pulled off one of the upsets of the competition, beating four-time champions Germany 2-1 to reach the knockout stage. And here's Bree again. She says this is the kind of football story that reminds everyone why the World Cup is so special.
Ecuador, they've only qualified once previously for knockout football at a World Cup. And this morning, they were put in an incredibly difficult position. They're up against Germany, four-time champions, already qualified. They started their A team, Germany did, which when you're looking at it, you're thinking to yourself, well, Ecuador hasn't scored a goal so far this tournament. They've not looked great. Defensively, yes, but in terms of their star players, they haven't been stepping up. This is going to be a mountain for them to climb. And it was one of those footballing narratives that you just couldn't write. They played out of their skins. Moises Caicedo had the perfect game for the national team. He played exactly the way we expect him to play. And although Ana Valencia wasn't able to get the goals that he would want, particularly given his prowess in the World Cup for Ecuador, we had younger players stepping up to the plate. Germany just couldn't quite click into gear. They couldn't work out what they wanted to do when they did have the ball. And Ecuador came away with the win. And in the stands, there were tears. On the field, there were tears. There's a lot of people from Ecuadorian heritage that live in New York where the game was being played, or New Jersey. And you know that tonight in New York is just going to be such a magical night for everyone, because that's history for them and their backs were against the wall, which makes it so much sweeter.
Meanwhile, Cote d'Ivoire booked their place in the next round with a 2-0 win over Curaçao. Bree says while it wasn't quite the fairy tale ending for Curaçao, their first ever World Cup campaign has still been one of the stories of the tournament.
Obviously, Curaçao got their first goal at a World Cup in their first ever World Cup. Previously, against Germany, they then picked up their first ever point with a 0-0 draw against Ecuador. But Cote d'Ivoire was just a little bit more clinical today. They had most of the possession. They had most of the ball in the positive areas. And it just took two lovely strikes from Nicolas Pepe to put that game to bed. But I think that Curaçao have been an absolute revelation in this tournament and have shown that while some people maybe don't like a 48-team tournament for various reasons, there are still beautiful storylines that can come out of it and big surprises, which is what you want to see. Cote d'Ivoire, I mean, I'm a big fan of African nations being in the World Cup. I like the energy that they bring. I like how much football means to them. And I just love that they are through to the next stage.
And to catch up on the latest highlights, you can watch them at SBS On Demand. The Socceroos' next game is at 4 a.m. Saturday, 4th of July, Australian Eastern Standard Time, in Arlington, Texas, near Dallas, where they will face the yet-to-be-determined second-place team from Group G. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Norway versus France, Senegal versus Iraq, Cape Verde facing Saudi Arabia, Uruguay versus Spain, Egypt versus Iran, and New Zealand against Belgium. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.